Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Joel Mavis and John Williams, the audience participation quiz show Shoot the Moon, music director John Baylor, and me, the announcer guy, Sid Schroyer. Recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the man with a plan, the Gus with a bus, the goose with the juice, your radio host, George Fricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round.
Well, thank you very much. We are so lucky to have you all here today and to have a special guest from Michigan here with us today. Sid, all the way from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Joel Mavis.
Joel Mavis, right. And Joel gave a wonderful performance last night at the Moon. It was just tremendous. And he mesmerized us all with his stories and his songs. And he has a long history of working in, I don't know, Joel, is it all right for me to say like American roots or something? Or
well, I've been trying to figure out what I do all my life. people say, oh, you play music, huh? What kind of music do you do? And I say, well, what do you like? when I was a kid, my brother and I, we said we played bluegrass music.
Yeah.
Because we liked Flatten Scruggs and Bill Monroe and all those guys. When I went away to college, I found out I was really doing old-time music, as it was called then, old-time country music with the Carter Family and that kind of thing. But I also always had an ear out for the blues. I grew up in southern Illinois over the river from St. Louis. And I remember going over there as a kid and seeing blues singers on the street. Big. I was a little bitty boy. You know, they were giant men with guitars made out of iron. And one guy I remember had officially selling pencils while he was singing songs, and he had a tin cup welded to his guitar.
Wow.
So I said, wow, that's really neat stuff. But I didn't know anything. I was just a kid, you know, just maybe 4 or 5 years old. But I always kept my ear out for that and have learned and got to meet a lot of my blues heroes over the years.
Want to name names?
Or? Well, I spent an entire afternoon when I was in college playing music with Brownie McGee.
Oh, my gosh.
Who was there with Sonny Terry doing a... I went to Michigan State University, and they did a two-night stand back in 72. They put them up in the guest rooms in the dorm I was staying in. I was in the basement like a usual Friday morning. I was down there playing my guitar in the basement of the dorm, and a buddy of mine says, "Did you know that Brownie McGee's upstairs?" I said, "No, I didn't know it." "Let's go. I want to introduce you to him." I said, "Do you know him?" He said, "No, but I will introduce you to him." And he went and knocked on the door, and Brownie answered the door, and in my mind, Brownie was a very old man. I looked it up, and on Google, and he was probably all of 52 years old. And he saw me with a Martin guitar in my hand. He says, "You play that thing?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Well, come and play me a tune." I played him some Doc Watson song or something, Deep River Blues maybe or something like that. And Brownie said, "Well, you're a really good player." And he says, "I want to play with you." And he said, "Well, if I'm going to play with you, I'm going to have to change my strings." So I sat and serenaded him while he changed his strings, his extra light black diamond strings.
Wow.
And we sat and played. And he says, "I love that hillbilly music." He said, "They don't let me record it, but I love hillbilly music." So we sat and sang old hillbilly songs and played some blues. He gave me some pointers on that. And then I also, in those days, I met Lightnin' Hopkins. I was his opening act for three nights. And what I remember from Lightnin' Hopkins was his philosophy on drinking, which was, he said, "I don't like the taste of beer, but I love the feel of the can in my hand." Then he'd pause and say, "And when it gets light, it don't feel right." Go get me another one. Get me a heavy one. So those guys were in those days in their 50s or so, which in blues years, that's pretty old.
Yeah.
To live the life of a blues man in the 20th century is that was an old time. But I learned a lot. I absorbed a lot. And all the some of the folk singers from that period, David Bromberg. One of my all-time heroes was Doc Watson, and I got to know him and did several shows around the country as his opening act. Of course, I wasn't closing the show in those days. And so, what do I call it? I sometimes say I'm generally recognized as folk, to take a tip from the generally recognized as safe.
Well, could you do us a favor and share one of your generally recognized folk songs with us?
Well, I will do you a song that I wrote. I was doing the math in my head. I think I wrote this exactly 30 years ago,
wow.
About 87. And this is a song called "The Naked Truth." And it is it harkens back to old Rome. This is really ancient Rome. They had a goddess of truth and a goddess of falsehood. And they came as a pair. They were best friends. Where you saw one, you'd see the other. Where you heard the truth, there would be falsehood lurking in the background. And whenever you recognize falsehood, there'd be truth right around the corner. Until one day. And falsehood, they were the best of friends. That's the way this little story begins. Way back yonder when the world was young, these two girls went out to have some fun. And that's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. That's the naked truth. You know I wouldn't lie. Well, you could always tell truth by the dress she wore. The long flowing gown way down to the floor. Silky, silky, pearly white. A little lace collar that she buttoned up tight. And that's the naked truth. Falsehood, on the other hand, she wore a dress of red. A tight, sassy little number. Turn your head. Fishnet stockings in the high heel pumps. A slit up the side make a dead man jump. And that's the naked truth. Well, these two good-looking, fun-loving gals, Did I tell you they were the best of pals? Yeah, they decided to go skinny dipping one day. They stripped buff naked and they swam away. That's when Falsehood cooked up her wicked idea. She said, Truth, honey, you just keep swimming now here. I'm gonna sit up on the beach, get me a little sun. That's how the trouble begun. You see, because Falsehood put on the dress of white, she buttoned it up, buttoned it up, buttoned it up tight. She laughed to herself. She said, wait till people see. They'll think it's Truth coming. And it's gonna be me. Well, then Truth come out of the water, a-dripping wet. She took one look at Falsehood. She said, is this the thanks I get? I take off my dress for one tiny little minute and I turn around. There's my best friend in it. Falsehood said, you don't get the joke. Here's the setup. I wear your clothes. You get into my getup. Truth said, uh-uh, girl. That won't do. I'd rather go naked than be mistaken for you. And that's the naked truth. Yes, that's the naked truth. Why we call her Naked Truth? You know I wouldn't lie to you, Nudus Veritas. Well, that's the way it is to this very day. Somebody in a dress, you can't believe what they see. But you can always tell truth. Well, you always tell truth, tell her coming or going, because she's the naked truth. Yeah, she's the naked truth. She's the naked truth. The naked truth, the naked truth, you know, I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't lie to you.
Wow, that was great. That's such a funny song. You know, I was thinking about how that song has so many great elements in it, and particularly the story that introduces it and the story that runs through it. And one of the things I thought about was showbiz. And I thought a little bit about, I think you told me a story about your background and your parents. They were kind of in showbiz.
They were in showbiz. You know, there's a lot of parts of showbiz that are just way out there on the fringe. You know,
yeah.
The guy that sweeps up after the elephant in the circus, he's in showbiz too. My folks played what is known by many people, what was known by them as hillbilly music. My dad was a fiddler. We could say old time now, but he was a farmhouse fiddler. He and his twin brother, identical twins, were very musical. And the rest of the Mabus family was not so musical, but the Mabus twins were Gerald and Gerald. They were both named Gerald. This is funny, but it's my family. You see, one was spelled with a G and the other was spelled with a J. That's how you could tell them apart. And my dad was Gerald with a G. He played the fiddle. And my uncle Gerald was played guitar and mandolin and tenor banjo and a few other things. And they played music for homecomings and dances. They'd take their brother Narvel out with them. He played guitar, and he wasn't too good, but he was big and came in handy in a fight, you know. But they met up. My dad met my mom. She did come from a musical family, and she and her younger brother would play music with the boys. And cut to the chase. In the 1930s, my mom and dad were living on a farm in southern Illinois with a couple of my dad's brothers in the middle of the Depression, and just, you know, tightening their belt every week. And a fellow with a big black shiny car came down from Chicago one day and said, "I hear you folks play hillbilly music here on this farm." He said, "Yes, we do." He said, "I'd like to hear you." And they played some numbers for him. And he said, "I have a job for you if you want it." And he was from the Prairie Farmer Company, which owned a little radio station in Chicago called WLS. And what they were up for was this guy recruiting musicians was road shows, basically, for the WLS and their flagship program, the Barn Dance. And my folks' job, they were in a troop of about 12 people or so. They would go from farm to farm selling subscriptions to the Prairie Farmer newspaper. It was a weekly magazine, really. And as an incentive to become part of the Prairie Farmer family, you'd get a free ticket to the Barn Dance Road Show this Saturday night. And if you got that free ticket, you'd go into the town hall or the tent meeting or whatever, and you found that the person that sold you your magazine subscription is up there playing the fiddle or the banjo or square dancing or telling jokes and that sort of thing. They did this for a living for several years in the late 30s. It all kind of went south with Pearl Harbor and World War II. But that's when they were actually professional musicians. And I remember as a kid watching country music on the air, and there'd be, you know, Hawkshaw Hawkins or somebody on TV singing a song, and he finished. And my mom says, "You know what he's doing right now? He's thinking about how his next song starts." I said, right. That's a tip.
Yeah, that's showbiz.
That's showbiz. What? Give right. up showbiz?
And yeah. Speaking of showbiz, do you have another song for us?
I do. This is a song, it's another one I wrote some years ago that I still have stuck with. I thought of it as a bit of a lullaby, I guess, when I wrote it, but it's turned into more than that for a lot of people. People have it sung at weddings and funerals and all sorts of life-changing events. It's a simple little song, really. Called the Sea of Dreams. And in the morning comes the sun, and it shines on everyone. Whether great or small, it warms us all until the day is done. And when that light has passed, the stars can shine at last with their light so small they guide us all across the sea so vast. And on that sea of dreams tonight we wander far from shore, and we, the dreamers of the dream, will find our peace once more. In the morning comes the sun, and it shines on everyone, whether great or small. It warms us all until the day is done.
Joel Mavis, everyone. Joel will be back in the later part of our show. Up next, we've got the Shoot the Moon game show, and special guest John Williams is coming in to play a song. Thank you so much, Joel.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.